Okay, good evening, everybody. Coming to you from my car right outside a wedding in New Rochelle. Today, Be'ez Hashem, thank you very much for joining, especially with such short notice. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Simin Shin Yotes. This is the Simin about Borer. Before we even look at the Shulchan Aruch, this is one of those Simanim where the Mishnah Brura has an introduction, and this introduction really tells you all of the important Yesodos of Borer. So let's focus on this introduction. Today's Amud is Kuf Lamed Tesam Beis, but we're starting on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Tesam Aleph. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Hinei Borer, Hu Echad Milamit HaSavos Melachos Shel Shabbos. Borer is one of the 39 Melachos of Shabbos, V'chayev Nala Gam Kein Chatas V'Shogeg, U'meis V'meizid K'mal Shar Melachos. Meaning it's a real Melacha. You're Chayev Chatas, or if you do B'Shogeg, you're Chayev Misa, if you do B'meizid, like any other Melacha. U'Bavonoseinu HaRabim Habri HaNoshim Nechshalim B'Isr Borer. Right, isn't that amazing that the Mishnah Berurah has to tell people that, no, this is real. It's really one of the 39. And he explains why he has to say it, because a lot of people are totally Nechshal in the of Borer. I'm reminded of the story Rabbi Franz said. He said he gave a shiur once, an hour-long shiur on the Malach of Borer, and someone came over to him and said, Rabbi, it was a great shiur. The only thing is, there's no such thing as Borer. This whole thing doesn't exist. So a lot of people, this is something that a lot of people are nichshol in this iser. Valkein ere levaros abezer Hashem b'chol protas. So I'm going to explain it to you with all of its details. But let me give you first a brief introduction, and that is the following. That one of three things has to be done in order to violate Borer. Number one, in Borer Psalus Mina Ochel, Afilu Borer Biyada V'daitelech Miyad Gam Kin Chayiv. If you are pulling out the bad from the good, you automatically have violated Borer. It doesn't matter if you did it Biyad, it doesn't matter if you did it to eat it Miyad, if you did it Solus from Ochel, you automatically have violated Borer. Shazederek Rebbe Chol, Rab Solus Mina Ochel. That is the way people do Borer. Number two, Imu Borer Beklisha Derek Liverba, Kigon Benafu, Kavara. If you use a Kli to do Borer, like a Nafu or a Kavara, and it's a Kli that aids in Borer and is normal to do Borer with, Chayva Filu Borer Ochel Rab Solus Vidaitelech Miad. Then you're going to be Chayv even if the other two factors are pointing in your direction. You took Ochel from Solus and you planned on eating it Miad, Shekain Derek Haborer Bekli, because it is a normal way to do borer with a kli. Pa'amim hu borer ochel min ha-psoles, kigon shenikve ha-kvara dakin va-ochel ugas. Sometimes people pick the ochel from the psoles. For example, if the holes in the sieve are very small, and the food that you're trying to clean out is a bigger item, so let's say you have beans with some little pieces of dirt, so you put it in a sieve, the dirt goes through, the ochel is what remains behind. Upamu and sometimes it's the opposite. Where if you were going to use a kli that's not the derech to be borer with, it would be only an issur d'rabbanan with such a kli. But a kli that's normal to do borer with is going to be an issur d'oraisa every time. And then number three, afilu muborer ochel min apsolus ubiyado. Even if you do it with the right thing, you do ochel from psolus and you do it with your hand, so you don't use a specialized instrument. Ach shadaitu lechel leachrizman. But your plan is to eat it later. Your plan is not to eat at that time. Chayiv. Then you're going to be chayiv for borer ve'enu mutaliv rokim bofen sheizar b'chol shlosho fanim. And the only way you're going to be able to do borer without running a foul of violating an iser is if you meet all three criteria. What are all three criteria? Tahainu sheiver ochel min apsolus, that the ochel comes from the psolus. V'gam shaberi yibiyad v'lo b'kli, and that it's biyad. And v'gam shiyadaita lechel miyad, that you plan on eating it right away. Sha'az lav derech brerihi ela derech achilihi, because if you take, even if you're taking psolus from, if you're taking ochel from psolus and you're doing it biyad and you eat it right away, so that's called derech achilah. It's not called Derek Breira. Elu Ikari Aklom Shabasim Zev, Yeser Pratim Navarim Yitzah Hashem Basimin Abba. These are the basics, and the next simon, and all of these basics come up in this simon, and the next simon we'll get into more detailed halachos related to this. So very simple, and we're going to see this come up over and over and over again. Three criteria that you need in order for Borer to be Mutter. You need to be removing the Ochel from the Psolas, you need to be doing it Biyad, and you need to be doing it for use Miyad. Says the Shulchan Aruch with that background. Habar ochel mitoch psolas. If you take ochel from psolas, oshay lefanav shnei min yachalim ubar min mi min acher. Or even if there are two different types of food and you're choosing one from the other, binafa ubekvara chayiv, but you're using a specialized borer instrument, then you're going to be chayiv bekadun ubtam choy pater. But if you use something that's not a special pater avalaser, if you use something that's not the best instrument to use to do borer, then it's going to be in a sidra banan. Vim birer biyado kedei lechol yalter mutter. But if you do borer ochel from psoles biyad in order to eat it right away, then it's mutter, because then you have all three criteria. Says Rama. How do I define miyad? How do I define that you're going to use it right away? If you're about to eat a meal and you're doing borer for this meal. So as long as you're going to eat it sometime during this meal that you're preparing for, that's going to start imminently, that's called borer. And even if other people are eating with you, so you're taking more than you're going to eat yourself, that's still called derech achila, even though a lot of what you're being borer is for other people to eat. So let's say you have lettuce and some of the leaves are gross. They're like brown and bitter and whatever. So you want to take off the bad leaves. So whatever you need for that su'uda is going to be mutter. You're allowed to take the ochel from the psolas. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. If you use a specialized borer instrument, you're chayiv. That's the derech of borer. So miyad won't help you if you're using a specialized kli. If you use a less specialized kli, Perush Rashi, Kanonu kli eid sha'osin kein sinor. Kanon is a funnel. Rachav mitzad echad v'katsa mitzad acher, that it's wide on one side and narrow on the other side. V'arbor kitni osnosin osam betzad arachav menaneo osam behemis kalgum v'yordim derech piva kotzer. You put some beans in it and you shake it around and the beans come out one by one at the bottom on the narrow side. V'apsol shenim agulim nisharim b'kli. And the psolas, which is not round, stays inside the kli. V'tamcha yikara gedola. Tamcha is a large plate. Patra avalasar davi borer kalachar yad. And the reason this is patra avalasar is because this is borer kalachar yad. The ikar breira enu el benafa kvara. That the ikar breira is only using a nafa or a kvara. V'im beira biyado. If you did it biyad, hainu dafka ochel min apsoles. Again, beira biyado means you did it biyad, but in order for that to make it okay, you still have to have ochel from psoles. Ulehebich b'chol gavni chayiv. If you do psolas from ochel, it's whatever else you do is not going to matter. You're going to be chayiv. Ukedil kaman b'sif dal vehei, as we're going to see in sif dalid and hey. V'kol ma sheborer, sif katan dalid, the Rama says, whatever you're being borer for that su'uda is called miyad. Ratzalomer. Afilu yarks man asuda kama shos mikri li'altar. Even if the su'uda lasts for many hours, sometimes people have these interminable Shabbos su'udos, and you did the borer 4 hours ago, that's still called miyad. Kivin shabreri hi samach l'su'uda, because the prayer was done right before this su'uda. Let's say you're doing the borer for this su'uda, but you figure, you know, I'm going to need a lot of this stuff for later on, for Motzai Shabbos, for Shalosh Shudis, whatever. So you do more than you need for this su'uda so that you'll have leftovers. Chayiv chatos. So that's right away, that's not miyad. You're going to be chayiv chatos. Look, if you did the planning for the suda, and you are in the habit of making more food than people can possibly consume in a suda, because you're always nervous there's not going to be enough food, because you are likely a woman, right? That's what women typically do. They make way more food than is actually necessary for the suda. That's all called miyad. That's fine, because if you were to ask the balabasta, why are you doing this? Why are you making so much? She will explain to you, what if everyone chooses to eat only this, and none of the other 17 things I prepared. I want them to be able to fill their stomach with this in this su'uda. So it's all about this su'uda, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Sivkat and Vav, Vafilu Acherim, and even if other people are eating with you, Ratzalomar, Deachal Yochal Liver Ba'ad Kol B'nei Asuda, Vein B'zeh Mishim Borer, that it's not a problem to do Borer for all the members of the Suda, the Derech Achili, that's all called Derech Achila, Vafino Eino Ochal Ba'atzmo, Klal Iman Gamkin Chari, even if you're not even eating with them, it's Mutter, Vahai Imosha, Kos Rama Lav Davkahu, when the Rama says the people that are eating with you, it doesn't mean that they're eating with you, they don't need to be eating with you, as long as you're preparing for a Suda that they are about to eat. Fine. Liver a yarek, so we said to be borer vegetable. V'davka bofen zed avi ochel min apsoles. Davka, if you're doing it ochel min apsoles. Avalo lehebich. But remember, if you take psoles from ochel, it's always going to be aser. Lita lal and amupash from natovim, davi borer psoles from ochel, v'chayiv. If you take the bad leaves from the good leaves, that's psoles from ochel, that's going to be chayiv. V'afilu mein ol and alol psoles gomor. And even if the leaves aren't absolute garbage, sharuin lachila yideir chak, like if you weren't so into crunchy, fresh salads, you would probably eat them. You know, if you were in a pinch, you'd probably eat them. They're not gross. Afilu achi yesh isru levaru midrabanan, demechsi kebaru psalas min ha'achlin. It's still baru midrabanan because it looks like you're being baru psalas from ochel. Sivkat and ches min ha'olin, so we said you're removing the rotted lettuce leaves. V'adin k'shemunach l'fanav kitnios or shar peros v'yesh b'metulam u'pashim. The same is true about any item. It doesn't have to be lettuce. It could be beans that some of them are wormy and gross and some of them are good. V'chein peros shenafel l'aretz v'nesar v'bei for tzraros, b'afer tzraros, or you have peros that fell on the ground and it's mixed with pebbles or dirt. Yizar shlo yivar b'yado rak mashat tzarech lo suda. So you should be careful to only pick out what you need for that suda. Sherot zalech l'teka v'lo yoser, whatever you're going to need right now. To az chayiv, because if you take more, then you're going to be chayiv. V'gam yizar sheyivar dafka ochel min ha'psalas v'lehibuch, and you got to be careful that it's only ochel from psalas. If this sounds repetitive, it's because it is. Now, si'if beis habarer ochel mitoch ha'psalas b'yado la'nicho afilo lebo b'yom nasa kabar lotzer v'chayiv. If you are barer ochel from psalas and you do it b'yad, so all you need for your third criteria is that it's got to be miyad, and you're going to use it today, just not right away. You're doing it in the morning, and you can use it for shalosh shudis. That is aser mitar raisa, and you're going to be chayiv. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ochel mitoch psoles, the psoles mitoch ochel fil the altar chayiv. If we're psoles from ochel, we wouldn't even get to square one. Ukidil kamei, umasha kasu biyado, vuadin bakanon v'tamchoy. When we say biyado, kanon v'tamchoy would be the same. So nasa, derov inyane breira, hu ala achrasman. Most inyane breira, most of the times when people are being borer something, they're doing it more for the long term. Dil the altar derech machalu, liver ochel min psoles, beis achila. Because when you're doing it lialter, that's just the way you eat. And when you're just doing bora to eat, you would use anything. You would even use your hands. And certainly you'd use some sort of kli. But if you're using a very specialized utensil, or you're taking psalas from ochel, then even though you're doing it miyad, and you can eat it right away, that looks way too much like bora, and that is too much like borer, and you're going to be chayiv. Siv katinel v'chayiv al kein yesh yizar b'mashnogin olam lahachna b'tzalim b'chomet leiz atikun ma'achol l'sud shlishes. People have to be careful about the preparation that they do of the onions and vinegar to prepare food for shalashudis. I guess for aymet zvivul or something like that. It used to be popular food. Uborin ha'olin hatovim min hakamushim v'amutulaim. And they pull out the good ones from the bad leaves. Shelo yas zerak samach l'suda, that you can only do that when it's right before the suda. V'gai mizar shelo yivar hakamushim min hatovim. And you got to make sure not to pull out the withered ones from the good ones. Tizavi psalos min ochel, because that will be psalos from ochel. Kamosh shiksav nesivkat n'zayin. O b'shilte gemarim kasav t'nog l'hachin zeh me'erev Shabbos. T'kosh l'izar b'nyani abreir b'zeh. That things that you know are a borer problem, the best practice is just do it before Shabbos. Because if you know that you're going to run, if you need to be a Talmud Chacham to figure out how to prepare it, better not to rely on that, and not to rely on your being a Talmud Chacham, and just take care of it before Shabbos. V'inei ha-machmir va'usakein tavolav bracha. Someone who's machmir about this is tavolav bracha. Mikol makom ein limchos b'yad ha-makilin u'machinim b'Shabbos. But we're not going to make a macha for those who are makil and prepare it on Shabbos. D'yachol lismoch al ha-ramah anal b'sifal v'paga ach she'izor b'kol mashik savnu. Because you can rely on the Ramah that we mentioned in Sifal v'naga, but you should be careful about everything that we had said. So essentially, there was really just one set of rules tonight. What we learned tonight is that in order to do borer, you have to make sure that you're pulling ochel from psalas, what you want from what you don't want, that you're doing it biyad, not with a specialized kli, and that you're doing it miyad. Now, if you use a kli that's not super specialized, like a kanon and tamchoy, then it's going to be aser midrabanan, but still aser. And the Ramah helped us define miyad, that miyad means whatever you need or anybody who's going to be eating at the next meal, even if you're not eating at the next meal, whatever you or whoever's going to be eating needs for that very next su'uda. And it doesn't matter how long the su'uda lasts, but if they don't need it until a later su'uda, then that is not called miyad. Okay? Bezus Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Si'if Gimel. Have a wonderful evening, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me.